One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
So today's episode, we're going to be talking about dating someone who's in the closet.
Now I gotta hide my love for you.
Right.
And you hiding your love for me. You already know couples argue when they can't post their spouse on Instagram nowadays.
Okay,
look, the first one, I was in boarding school, so like we weren't around our parents.
Yeah.
The second one was college. We weren't around our parents. Mm. And the last one, she was grown. She was living on it wasn't Section 8, but it was something similar. So that don't got nothing to do with that
Hey, what's going on? It's the boss with the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show,
where everything we talk about
is homo as f.
Gay. What's up, everybody? Welcome back.
Yes, it's insane. Like, it snowed 2 weeks ago, and now it feels like
it's summertime. Atlanta don't have, like, a spring or like a fall. To me, it goes like from cold to hot, hot to cold.
And then don't let us get some nice weather. We ready to be outside.
For real. I bet you when I get back home, somebody's barbecuing.
Oh, for sure.
I know for a fact.
I actually just bought 2 tanks of gas.
Okay, come on, tank. Propane and propane accessories.
Hello?
Come on, put the steak up on the grill. I'll be there.
Okay.
Cue up the hot tub. XL got a mansion, the goddamn jacuzzi, hot tub. Which one is it? Is it a hot tub or jacuzzi?
I think a jacuzzi's for in the house.
Okay.
A hot tub.
I don't know,
it's
y'all.
Tub.
Shit.
It's a hot tub.
But make sure y'all like, subscribe, and comment. I don't know where this is going to drop at, but make sure y'all keep subscribing and updating and upgrading and loving us.
Listen, basically go to our Patreon.
Okay,
because that's where we're going to be at. All right, we drop behind the scenes of almost every episode.
Yeah.
And that's where I kind of vent. Y'all know I'm emotional cancer because I don't like to put out our business or when I argue with somebody or something, but I'm going to do it on Patreon.
Okay.
All right.
And they be eating that up too.
Girl. And our episodes drop earlier on Patreon and there's no commercials. Plus, we even have a tier that you can come into our studio and watch us live.
Yeah.
We got a playlist, a No Homo playlist, where we feature all of our guests that do
playlist
music.
Playlist was slapping. I got to get around to it. It was dope.
Yeah, so it's so like in my DJ mindset, right? You can't just throw anything together. It goes from like the energy, goes up. It goes R&B to like turn, and like the last song, you're twerking, you're on a table.
Okay, period.
Okay, so if you just want to go straight to the hype shit, you just skip
to the
hype, and then it's back to back.
I like
that. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay? But join our Patreon now. We're really building there and dropping exclusive content there.
Come
and shout out to everybody on Patreon. We love you for that.
Period.
You gangsta.
Okay.
We love you.
You the one.
Family. Yeah.
You the one and the two.
Okay, not the three.
Okay, period.
Hello?
Now, the playlist was hard. And one thing I like about it is that I'm getting put on the new shit that I ain't heard. So.
And the dope thing is we're going to update the playlist all the time. As artists that we follow and love drop music, we're going to add it, update it every day, every week. Hello?
I fuck with the playlist for this show. And y'all, look, we just got back from Miami because you know what? Magic City Miami Fest It's coming up in May 2025. Make sure y'all go to our website, MadderCityMiami.net. Right now, get y'all tickets. They are on sale. Listen, they trying to cancel Pride. They trying to cancel us just being free and living in our truth and celebrating what we, you know, took so long to even get to this point of being able to exist. They trying to take it away from us, bruh.
Even Black History Month.
It's crazy.
But you know what? I was thinking about, and I was actually listening today. It's like, yo, they can't cancel us.
They can't.
You know what I mean? And like, we've been not celebrating.
Come on now.
So like, we're going, because we wasn't worried
about. We're about to celebrate even harder now.
We wasn't worried about y'all accepting us in the first place.
For sure. Okay,
so we do got to go harder. And the dope thing about Magic City, Miami is people coming from all over the world. All right? And then, let alone, Miami is a vacation spot, but ooh, we curate lesbian, LGBT plus events, yes, catered to us. So you're not just going to Miami like, damn, what should I do? No, we got the whole weekend covered.
Yeah.
Beach meetups.
Yeah, yeah. We even got a new one now, Cocktails and Conversations.
So that grown, mature crowd, okay, we got you.
We try to do something different.
Open bar, y'all party.
Because the open bar, y'all party be lit is deep. Every time. Fuck, y'all.
Y'all, imagine being on a yacht, what is it, like 4 hours open bar.
It's lit.
Like, it gotta be a vibe.
Having a ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, so make sure y'all come party with us in Miami. That's our first official Pride of the year. And if y'all want to see us at any upcoming Prides, make sure y'all tag y'all favorite promoter. Tell them to book us to come host and DJ. Or we can bring in a homo show, red carpet, or, you know what I'm saying, full show. Whatever they want to do. It's our season. So get us to y'all city. And we got the tour coming up too. 2025.
I can't wait, y'all.
Tour's on the way.
We are working. We working overtime, ooh, right now for y'all.
Yeah, we working hard, y'all. So just keep supporting us, man.
I do want to say one thing. Yeah. If you went to our show last year, or if on this tour you go to one show, you can go to the other shows, because every show is going to be different.
Correct.
And we're incorporating new things on this this time around. So yeah, it's going to be a brand new show.
Yeah.
Come get the tea. Okay.
I'm excited. I'm going to be sober.
Yeah, we both are going to be sober.
You going to stay sober to that long?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay, period. Yeah, y'all, how many days are you sober?
Y'all, we had a business meeting. I'm saying new words.
All right.
My brain is flowing.
The wheels are turning, okay? Yeah.
But I can say, like, just a little more clarity. I ain't going to be like, I went, like, because I wasn't like an alcoholic. I can see, imagine like an alcoholic, like their whole life turned around. But like, I just feel like I'm ready to go, and it's getting easier to not drink at clubs.
Yeah.
Britt is officially on her sober run after her birthday, as she needs to, because the bitch done popped 10 bottles.
I went up on my birthday, y'all. Birthday
telling
was lit.
Telling everybody, first of all, 10 minutes to close, the girl grabbed the mic talking about, we doing after hours.
Why not? The party don't stop, and I made it to brunch the next day.
She did. I don't know how she did, because on my birthday, I drove home. You drove into my car the next day.
Yeah.
I was still drunk.
Yeah.
How am I driving home drunk the next day?
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Rockstar lifestyle. Okay.
But yeah, might not make it.
Still gonna be lit though. Don't let the vibes ain't gonna stop. If anything, the vibes gonna get bigger and better. You feel me?
I think so. Cause there were some times.
Yeah. What?
I'm gonna speak for myself.
Okay.
I was a little lit. I was a little excited.
When?
During the tour, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because we was nervous too. Not even nervous, but like anxious.
Yeah.
And just like making sure we don't forget certain parts. Bitch, one show, I forgot the whole, but we winged it. If y'all went to Houston, I skipped that whole original first part. Y'all would have never knew it if I ain't said, because we just, it's the vibe. It's the chemistry, you feel me?
But,
My man.
Yeah, but I'm super excited. I know you are. I think we're getting more prepared every single time, so. Yeah. Lock in with us.
Yeah, stay tuned. Y'all are stuck with us today, your favorite gays in the whole wide world, Solo Dolo. And we're going to get into Skittles and Riddles. Skittles and Riddles.
Go grab y'all shot glasses. You know you can get them at the NoHomoShow.com.
I missed this. Say now, I'm playing.
Geeking.
Right. I'm playing, y'all.
Listen, if y'all get this riddle wrong, for those people that are just watching now for the first time, where you been?
Right.
You guys take a shot if you get this riddle wrong. We heard y'all. We working on these riddles.
Yes.
Boss Rick got something for us.
We trying to revamp it, and we don't have our normal setup, but just know it's on the way. 2025, bigger and better. And these riddles are a little bit different, too, so I think y'all will appreciate it, okay? So this is the thing, because I'm obviously reading it, so I know the answer, so you make sure
y'all,
you're still getting it right,
riddle person, but I'm a...
All right, look, it's a Once I couldn't, but now I can. Love is love for every woman and man. It took a fight, but now it's right. What do we call this equal right?
Rosa Parks!
Bitch!
What the fuck?
Oh, we...
She ain't sit on the
it's
back for nothing!
It's a gay riddle. It's
oh, my bad, my bad.
Gay.
My bad. Trump got me fucked
hey,
up.
Hey, Rosa Parks! Oh, we...
Hey, you got my head fucked
hey,
up.
Hey, oh, crying. Right. Today her birthday. That's
for real?
Yeah, today's okay. Her birthday. She's an Aquarius.
Okay.
Big all right. One.
All right.
You know we leaders. We ain't getting up. We standing on big business.
All right, can you say one more time? Right. I got distracted.
All right, once I couldn't, but now I can. Love is love for every woman and man. It took a fight, but now it's right. What do we call this equal right? This is a riddle, like a real riddle.
A strap on. Because it's equal. It's for a woman or a man. And now, once you got a strap on, we can equally get down.
Okay, come on, new riddle.
Y'all see my hand motion? My wife could never.
Oh, wait. This motherfucker's a fool, y'all. I'm crying. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, girl. That's all I got. All
right, the correct answer is marriage equality. What do we call this equal rights?
I thought strap. We had the right to be...
You're just
equal.
Gay. She's just gay. That's just damn. So gay. Like, that's
sorry, y'all.
Gay.
Everybody knew this. Y'all knew this? So if y'all gay. Ain't know it, take a shot.
That
take
is so
shot.
Gay.
All right, bitch.
Gay. Whole lot of gay shit. Now, that was a cute riddle, though. Marriage equality. Yeah. Do you think they're going to get rid of same-sex marriage or try to? I haven't heard anything about it yet.
It's just, first of all, I wouldn't be surprised.
I would not be surprised.
And second of all, like, why are y'all so bothered?
Right.
Like, why?
And don't go rushing to get married. Because I know how y'all, you all like to do. Y'all talking about, yeah, we might as well do it for it. Don't do that. Don't let it be the reason why you go get married now. Because they about to, don't do that. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I know you think about it.
It's like, yo,
I'm
there's...
thinking about it, too. But I'm in, at least engaged.
Okay, baby. That's just crazy to me. Like, so, who somebody wants to marry shouldn't have nothing to do with, like, y'all opinion on what you think is right and wrong.
It's crazy.
Like,
right?
For real.
It's crazy out here.
There's not one religion in the United States, you know, like, it's filled with different religions, different mindsets, mm-hmm. different perspectives. I mean, come on, look at Trump. He is not the ideal person to look up to. Like,
in any way, shape, or form.
And it's crazy. I think this is the first president we know, like, his wife don't love him.
She don't. She stay playing his dumb ass.
He married her like, listen, bitch, I'm about to be president.
Right.
And I need me a wife.
Right.
How long they been married? Nobody cares about her.
I don't know. It's just so weird, their whole dynamic. He's just weird, but...
I know she not happy.
Yeah.
Nigga, you need... Ooh, I'm going there. Because you need to worry about your household, the
no,
white household.
No, for real.
Right?
Why you over here paying off porn stars and shit?
You man. Need to go in the White House and figure out what y'all got going on, all right?
Fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah. Nah, but you know what? I do think... Soon, people that voted for him, I mean, sooner than later, if not already.
Yeah.
It's going to be a real smack in the face. And y'all are really going to be like, damn. Because as much as y'all thought we was going to save money, apparently, you know what I'm saying? The tariff, is that what it's called? Tariff
yeah.
stuff is going up. Like, it's crazy.
Going up. And, you know, it's just, it's really mind-boggling to me that, like, people in the community really be supporting him. And I'm just like, maybe you are a part of the community, but if you're a part of the community and you support Trump, there's no way you're for the community because everything that he does is literally against it. Like, even if it's just, you know, transgender, because they've been real focused on transgender, that's still a part of our whole alphabet.
Yeah.
Like, so even though you're lesbian or bisexual, this will still affect you to where you're like, hell nah. But some people really out here
yeah.
gay and support Trump.
Yeah. And one thing, I don't know if I said
what?
I think I said it on the show, but we definitely talked about that, like, one thing, I'm not going to be combative. I'm not going to argue with everybody.
Right.
But I am going to speak up when I think something is wrong.
Yeah.
And even if it don't got nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're saying something ignorant about transgender people, I'm going to say a comment. I'm not going back and forth.
Right.
But I am going to let my trans community know, excel at you.
Yeah, we got
excel
y'all
got
back.
You.
We
you
got
know
the
saying?
Whole alphabet back.
Like,
yeah.
it's going to get crazy.
We're going to have to be superheroes in a minute, bitch.
But I did also hear... Like, if you just sit here and complain,
yeah.
you might as well not even stress it. If you're going yeah. to complain, stop complaining and actually step up and do something.
Be solution-based.
Right, and even our platform, we're going to speak on this. We're going to bring attention to this, and we're definitely going to do an episode to highlight everything. You know what I mean? So stay tuned for that. But
because the damage is done. So at this point, we just got to do what we got to do with what we working with, y'all, and just focus on solutions. Last thing I want to say about this, how you feel about Snoop?
Snoop Dogg performing?
At the inauguration. Or like it was like a crypto ball or something like that. Something associated with Trump. Snoop performed there, and he caught a lot of backlash because he put out a video back in 2017, I believe, where he was like calling people jigaboos that they perform for him and talking about y'all coons and y'all do anything for money. And then he turns around in 2025 and he's performing at an event associated with Trump.
See, I didn't even know he said that, but if he said that,
look at the video.
Yeah. Oh, if he said that, then that's crazy.
Yeah, he was like, I'll perform for Trump, master. Which one of y'all niggas gonna get out there and do that? Yeah.
What?
You gotta see the video. I didn't see the video.
No, I didn't see that. I just seen the backlash.
The video makes it all worse.
Oh, yeah. Because I do kind of understand the perspective of, like, y'all, he's already president. We just got accepted. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you can get booked for $200,000, the motherfucker already president.
1.2 million, I think.
Okay,
okay.
I'm just saying my budget.
Oh, okay, very, very, yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I think it's been a million.
I'm going to donate $20,000 to the LGBT, you know what I mean? Let's make it make sense.
Okay, that's fair, that's fair. Okay?
But if you said that, you look like a clown.
Yeah, you got to see the video. He clowned out. I think the video just made it just very ironic.
A whole contradiction. And now you start looking like a clown.
And then what made it worse on top of that was when Elon made a tweet laughing at Snoop because somebody had posted it like crazy how the table turned or something, and Elon responded to it like laughing at it. So now it's like, these niggas literally laughing at your dumb ass because they saw the video you talking shit probably. Now you didn't perform that and shit. Now you look stupid because they did buy you at the end of the day.
It's getting scary, y'all.
Let me pick this up.
It's getting sticky.
Right. All right, but that's our little vent session for today.
Y'all know y'all get it before we get into the episode. Okay. We got to catch up with y'all, okay?
For real. We love y'all, for real. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about dating someone who's in the closet. Okay? Because it happens a lot. You get what I'm saying? We just said that the community just now really being visible like that. So imagine having people back in the day. I always think about people like in the 60s and 70s. Like, I know some of y'all wives and some of y'all husbands was definitely up in that closet, but y'all done got 5 kids together. Y'all wearing suit and ties at 22. Bitch, can you imagine being in a whole suit and tie at 22 years old?
Oh, grown ass briefcase?
Bro, the briefcase?
Give me my backpack.
Hey, yo, they was out here full grown. So we going to talk about just dating people that's in the closet.
But you know what? Even like, we got younger viewers and, you know, like that 18 and over. Like, you deal with
Shout
that a lot.
Y'all.
You deal with that a lot more because, like, you're sure just finding yourself and your girl might. And if it's a femme, it hit even harder because the family had no idea.
That's
like, when
right.
it's a stud, your mom, it took 10 years. Your mom was like, damn, my baby.
I'm not surprised. You liked football. Yeah. You liked basketball.
Damn, I'm telling my mom. Oh, I hate you.
Didn't you? Whole bedroom was blue.
All right, bitch. You be going in.
Favorite movie was Toy Story. She loved Buzz Lightyear. Yeah, that.
You know Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah, bitch. Okay, because XL be acting so above a childhood movies and stuff. She ain't never seen nothing Disney or Pixar. She be like, I don't know what that is.
I've just never been childish. You feel me? I just never been childish.
All right, so the first thing we're going to get into is, first and foremost, if you're dating someone, should they even tell you if they're in the closet? Like, say y'all been dating for a minute, and you just assume that everybody know that they gay because y'all talking, you feel me? But they never told you. Should a person out the gate tell you, like, hey, yo, I'm in the closet. Just to let you know, if you want to fuck with me, we're going to have to keep it real.
I think maybe not, like, initially when you're, like, just talking, but once you get into a relationship, that's a whole...
Damn, once you get into a relationship, tell them?
Before you get into a relationship.
Okay, I was about to say, by the way.
not like the first date, like, hey, I ain't really out there yet, you know, because, you know, but I think once it starts getting serious and y'all might make a commitment, like, yeah, because that's a whole job within itself to deal with somebody in the closet. Now I got to hide my love for you.
Right.
And you hiding your love for me. You already know couples argue when they can't post their spouse on Instagram nowadays.
Look. Yeah, that's tough. I think you should, You say, like, once it gets serious, but it's like, damn, what if they start feeling like, damn, can I trust you? Because some people look at that like, you lied to me. Or you hid a secret from me. So now it's like, what else is the secret? You waited fucking 3-6 months to tell me you was in the closet, bitch. I would start being like, you a liar.
You're petty. But hold up, wouldn't you know, like, wouldn't the signs be there? Because obviously they wouldn't be dating you openly.
What if they long distance?
Oh. That is different. Whole like, time imagine you, still, you saved in the phone as Tim.
Ooh, and you Tasha? Shout
out. Ain't that your mama name?
Yeah, how about I say, shout out to Tasha, shout out to my mama. Hello, girl.
Not Tasha, stay.
Hey,
no,
that'll be fucked up.
Yo,
you in a long distance relationship with this girl, and you don't even know she in the closet. Mm. I think you should tell somebody. Y'all let us know, like, what y'all. I think you should tell somebody.
And why is the reason that you, are you not sure if you're like,
it could be that
because some people like to, you know, experiment.
True.
Am I a fucking experiment to you, bitch? Is it science class?
See, how your mind going? Yeah, that's how my mind will go too. So let me get that opportunity to feel all those things so I can decide if I want to move forward with you because I don't know if I want to go through that. I would be heartbroken.
Yeah,
man.
So
I'm not heartbroken. But like when my girl told me she was bi.
You was heartbroken.
I was a little like,
damn, I wish you was just love pussy.
Yay! I keep asking her, like, when we get married, bitch, are you still bi? Because what the fuck is the openness for?
Brittany, don't get canceled. All right.
What?
What is your girl? Let's say she's bi. Like, because she's very, like.
She said she bi, but recently I did ask her. I said, you still bi? Check in every 2-3 months.
No, that's not what I
meant. Oh, my bad.
Let's say your girl's black. All right.
She black.
All right. But she look like she mixed black. Up. No, but she look like she mixed up. I'm just
she
saying.
She do look like she got
let's some. Just say she's 100% black.
Yeah.
And you're marrying her.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean your little ass ain't attracted to them little,
What?
White girls you used to like.
I'm not.
You're not attracted.
I'm not.
Not saying you would want them because you're married, but you're still attracted
Man,
to them.
Man, once you get married to a woman, if marriage is supposed to be forever, how are you bisexual?
I hate you because I'm not about to do this for her, y'all. Because
I just really don't get that.
All right.
It's fine.
I accept it.
It is what it is. But at the end of the day, bitch, if you in the closet, let that hoe know. To get her the option of what she want to do, what she want to stay or
okay,
go.
Sooner than later.
I would say sooner than later.
And then also tell her why. Like I said, are you like experimenting? Mm-hmm. Or like, is your family very religious? Did they kick you out before? Do you think they'll kick you out? Because now, okay.
Those are valid questions.
But look, because it's so serious. Because, yo, if I want to be with you, I got to be willing to maybe have your back if you get kicked out the house.
That's correct.
I've been there. In college, my ex was kicked out. And
damn.
She had to come down and live with me for the summer until we went back to college. But and then
not during the summer.
Yeah. So like
faithful, loyal.
No, but for real, like that's some like really her mom was not with the shits and she had to live with me over the summer.
That's crazy.
So like think about it. It is way deeper than like, oh, you're not posting me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like this is really something you're taking on too. Even though she's in the closet, you got to take that on too.
Yeah. And you just got to be like aware of like the emotional connection that come with that. Cause I think I used to like, we like straight girls and in the closet girls because I'm the only one that could say they had them. But at the end of the day, that shit get real sticky. Like you just said, if a motherfucker just experiment and they are curious, or if they got a strong religion and then they like, you know what, this ain't right. You're going to be stuck there looking stupid.
And I said that before, like somebody I dated, I was their only female relationship. And once we got serious, she went through a whole mental breakdown. Feeling like she going against God. Well,
The devil is a liar.
Since I don't know about you, I'm good with God. But
she said, I rebuke you in the name of this coochie.
Come on, bro. We're talking about God. You don't say nothing
serious. My fault. Rebuke is a regular word, right?
In the name of this coochie?
What's the definition of rebuke? I feel like it's not associated with God. It's just a rebuke. Like, I rebuke you. I remove you. right?
But I was talking about God.
Yeah, you was.
Yeah, okay.
To you.
Okay.
To
you, so no, nah, it is deeper than just sticky. Like you in the closet. Like, yeah. I need reasons why.
Have you ever dated someone that was in the closet and you knew about it and you stuck around with them?
Yeah, them bitches.
Them bitches.
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you will get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
So much more. Go to patreon.com/the No Homo Show right now.
When their family's religious, it's really hard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then the sad thing is, nothing I could do would make their parents accept it, which is sad. And that's what I'm about to rebuke if whatever you're about
you,
to say.
If you wore that outfit, you were at a Melissa birthday party. You look like Jesus.
That was hella random, bitch. First
hey,
of all,
hey, still wore toga. Can you please drop the photo? Do you have a photo?
I don't know.
I got a photo.
First of all, that our friend had a toga party. Brent came as a hoodlum. All right, I came dressed for the theme. I can't help it. I was the only Puerto Rican with long hair in there. Yes, I did favor Jesus.
Hey, favoring Jesus is crazy. Hey, please show them that picture.
Put forces on, okay?
Now, if you would have wore that toga to the religious girl, you would have been good.
Yeah.
They would have thought you was the second coming of Christ. Or third. What is it? Y'all.
It's not our lane.
Don't.
I am reading the Bible right now, but you
come
know
on,
what?
Bible!
I'm going to tell y'all one thing with this Bible.
The English one or the...
No, actually, it sounds childish. It sounds childish, but it's actually very good for me to comprehend. It's like a comic book type of Bible. So, no, for real. It helps you. It captures, like... It breaks it down very easily and helps you get, like, the point they're trying to get across. But what I can tell you in the Bible is so many stories and names, mm-hmm. like David and all these people. It's like, yeah. I'm just remembering the lesson learned from it.
Correct.
You know, like... we always talk about Jesus, but there's so many more stories, all right?
That's so true.
And it's just so hard to keep up with. Like, I understand, like, the Goliath story and all that, but it's very hard to keep up.
It is.
But I do get every lesson is that, basically, y'all, people stop trusting God. Look, we done took it to church. I don't know how. People stop trusting God, and God will catch you every time and bring it back.
Okay.
But we ain't gonna
still
go
got there. A Bible coloring book. I know that's right.
It's not a coloring book. Actually, I suggest you read. I bet you're gonna buy XL. You know what? This is actually
send it to me, man.
Yeah, I will.
I will read the comic book of the Bible. Okay, cool. So, what tips?
It's an action Bible.
Oh, action Bible.
Yes,
I like that. Yeah. See, I like. Never mind. We'll just cut it right there. I like that. When you dating somebody that's in the closet, do you think it's fair for people to get them an ultimatum? As in, like, hey, either you tell your mama that I'm your girl or it's over, or say, for instance, like, hey, you got 2-3 months to come out the closet. Like, is that fair or is that, like,
damn,
the ultimatum that's like, bitch, what? I'm on your time now.
People
should be able to come out on their own time. Like, maybe they're not ready to come out.
Yeah, but you wasting my time.
Hello?
Come on now. Cause I don't like the word ultimatum, but I guess it depends on the circumstance. Like, bitch, I'm still your roommate?
Right.
Bitch, I pay these bills. You don't even pay these bills.
Right. Like, you're gonna be fucked up. She's and I'm your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Today.
Your mom wondering why I'm doing all this. Tell her why.
Right.
Tell her I'm not your best friend. Like, no. Them piss me off.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's fair. Honestly, I do think, like, if you, and if this is only if somebody, like, told you, right? Like, if they told you they in the closet, I don't think it's fair for you to then try to give them, like, a timeline on when they got to come out. Because ultimately, when they told you that they was in the closet, now you on their time. Because when they told you that in the beginning, you should have said, adios, that ain't my type. You feel me? Because now you trying to, like, put that pressure on them, like, everybody, it's not easy for everybody to come out the closet, bro.
It's
like,
not.
I think about that all the time. Like, I was scared to tell my grandma. Everybody else, I was cool. But when it came to my grandma, like, I was, like, terrified to tell her that. And imagine, like, adults that are still in the closet that are afraid
I said before, I got a cousin that's in the closet.
Yeah, she like 50. That's crazy.
Girl, I'm bringing my wife over. Bring yours.
No, for real. Let's go on a double date. Hello? But like, it's really people out here that be in the closet till like 30s, 40s, 50s. Like, that's no. Yeah. But coming out is a big thing. So I don't think it's fair to like put that pressure on somebody.
And depending, like I said, that the circumstances, like if their parents are going to kick them out, if they don't have no support, yeah, that's fucked up to make me just show, like, you know I love you, you know I'm, like, don't right. put that pressure on me because that will strain y'all relationship too.
Right.
And you don't want your partner, like, what's the word? Like, you don't want your partner being mad at you.
Resent.
Yeah, you don't want your partner resenting you. Yeah. So that is that. That's why you probably, what you were saying, like, y'all need to put that shit on the floor early. You know what I mean? Because I've definitely had friends that their parents kicked them out and they're not grown. They're not adults. Like, they could be 16. Now what you gonna do?
Right.
Fucking sleeping in your girlfriend's car because she's 16 too.
Right.
Her sneaking in her window. Her parents not gonna have you over there.
Out here looking crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So it is definitely tough. But I will say for anybody that is in the closet.
Yeah.
Like, y'all, if you love who you love and they're a good person to you, like, you got to stand on that. You know what I mean? Because hiding your happiness for somebody else's satisfaction, like, it's never going to work out.
That's
people are living in hell within themselves to make everybody around them happy.
Right. Oh, my goodness. What a word, bitch. That's that comic book.
Action Bible.
Please show them the picture of you and Toga, though. All right. Just promise me whatever you do.
I hate her.
If you'll do nothing else this year, bitch. All right. Show the people you and
that. All right, y'all. Toga. I ain't look like Jesus. I look like a hoodlum.
She look like Jesus. I think you had your hair down that night, too. And you had Latina, right, man. Been like, Jesus, man.
Why did I wear that? I felt so stupid, y'all.
Hey, no, it was a Toga party, and like, I feel like only like five people had a Toga.
A lot of people had Toga.
Oh, okay, my fault.
You tried it.
I didn't have a Toga, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got a fucking picture. All of us have Togas, Britt.
All black.
I'm a stud.
I forget, it came so quick, and it's girl, like around
Girl, shut
Pride.
Up, you know you can do Amazon Prime next day delivery. Shut up.
I don't want to have on a Toga like everybody else. I wanted my own kind of Toga. No. I wanted to be swagged out.
I hate people that like that. Like, yo, if it's an all-white party, I'm wearing black because why would I wear all white?
Gotta stand out.
Yeah, you're stupid. Don't come to this one, bitch. Sorry, I went in. Damn, I be snapping, y'all.
She be acting crazy over here the whole show, y'all. All right, last thing about this. So, or two more things. Should you out them?
Oh, nah.
Have you ever outed somebody?
Nah. No. No.
You sure? You look like you ain't sure.
No.
Like, nah.
Well, I mean, I have a long life. I gotta go back.
Very long. BC.
I hate her.
BCAD.
Y'all, she keep trying to do me dirty, y'all. Shout out to all my 30 crew.
I'm 30 too. All right, bitch. But you keep setting yourself up. I've been out here a long time.
No, I really have. Like, but no, I ain't out nobody.
I outed somebody before.
You shady.
But it was
fuck.
Like petty. It was like, hey, you know your boyfriend gay, type out. You know?
Hold up, did you say you said it was by accident? What'd you just say?
I said before, I don't know if I said by accident. Oh. It wasn't no accident. I meant to say it, but I just wanted them to know, like, do you know your boyfriend gay?
Yeah.
But I was younger, I don't regret it. It was a living lesson, but I definitely was like, yo, like, I thought she knew.
So I do think we talked about this on one of our early episodes.
Yeah.
If your friend's boyfriend
or girlfriend
is sneaking around or has before their relationship been with the other sex, should they know?
They should know. But you know what is annoying when it backfires on you, like they don't believe you. They be like, oh, you just don't want to see me happy. I'm like, bitch, I'm telling you, it's your partner's fucking gay. There's nothing that
he can be bisexual though.
Okay,
what do that guy do with her?
Bisexual, everything. Because would it be fucking a man?
Just because he likes men
without protection?
No. See, now you're
what?
Okay, just because. All right. So if I said, "Oh, Britt dated this person," does your girl need to know now who you dated before?
She should be concerned. some of these bitches that she knew, she should definitely be concerned and tell me to go get checked out immediately.
Yo, I'm weak.
Yeah.
Okay. Because the thing is, in our head, if your man was taking dick, we're like, your boyfriend's gay. But really, he could be a bisexual man. I ain't gonna lie, if I was a bitch, I am a bitch.
If I was a female,
I'm such a stud.
If I was a bitch.
If I dated men, I would want to know if my man was slinging that D in somebody's butt or vice versa. But in all fairness, they could be bisexual, and who they dated before you shouldn't matter as long as they're not cheating on you now. But I would suggest... get tested regularly.
Yeah, get that my chart.
Because I can tell you this, I DJed an event in Fulton County, Georgia, right, for the boys. Mm-hmm. And at this event, it was, I think it was sponsored by AIDS. It was all like HIV awareness and all this. Mm-hmm. They said 50%, 50, two people, one. Damn. Is one in Fulton County of the gay men have HIV.
That's crazy.
50%, y'all. So this ain't no game. Yeah. And like, that needs to be, if you find out your man, I'm not saying leave him. I'm saying have a real ass conversation. Like, do not put me at no fucking risk. You know what I'm saying?
It's a health thing, y'all.
Woo.
And that even go back to the closet. Because like, what if you're dating a girl in the closet and then she's still dating men?
Then she's a cheater.
But she ain't tell you that she dated men. So she's like in the straight closet too. Can you be in the closet straight?
What, bitch?
Can you be in the closet straight?
It's high.
Can you be in the closet straight?
No. There are, I can't say this though. There are some. Yes. There are
now
some,
you in the closet straight.
There are some gay people that are known within the community that like, you're just gay, you're gay. Whole time, they're with the man. And then they might not want to say it because their friends might look at them crazy.
Ooh, what's that called?
Reverse psychology. Bitch, we thought
we gotta make
gay.
Up a term for people that's like in the closet, but like straight closet. Ooh, come and let us know what y'all think. That's a mind fuck right there. We gotta get somebody up here
because
they won't
true.
Be in the closet no more.
We gonna out them?
Nah. Don't out nobody, y'all. Let people come out in their own time.
Yeah.
Okay, give them the chance.
They sneak dicking. That's what it is. You're a sneak dicker.
And it happens, you know. And we shouldn't judge. We listen.
We don't judge.
And we don't judge. All right.
Hold up. I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all. Listen, we always talking about Starship. And we going to keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to the website because you're going to get the top of the top adult toys. All right, you need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay,
you know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code no homo show. 15% off no homo show.
Hope y'all have a good night. Ow.
All right, let me build up the scenario. So say for instance, if you're dating someone, it's a scenario we're clearly taking. If you're dating someone you like you like their ass a lot. That show, you rocking with them. They're in the closet, right? You know about it, right? You're a stud, right? You dress like that. Boy, mankind. Hungry man.
All right, bitch, you be going
testosterone high, right? And they be like, yo, I want you to meet my family, but when you come around, you gotta dress like a film. Would you go that far to prove your love and dress up as a film? For your in the closet partner scenario,
do I got? Can I wear sneakers? Can I wear Forces?
Oh, you so hood! This bitch ratchet.
Can my laces look like this?
You gonna have them in a jersey dress?
Yes. Bitch, I'm gonna go in there looking like Maya. Okay,
okay, period. I'll probably have me on like a little AirPod. I'm so old. I have an AirPod still.
Oh my god!
I ain't been a film in so long. Where I left off at, little pastry.
Little bang. Look.
Would you do it?
No, ma'am. I don't even want to meet your non-accepting family that bad.
Right.
Unaccepting.
I would do it just to be funny. I just like doing dumb shit sometimes.
They're gonna be like, "You sure that's a girl?"
Right? Ain't no way. I think my shoulders too broad. Whatever I have on, it can't be no dress. I tell you
that. Nice to meet you.
Hey, some things just scream gay, you know. And if I came in a dress and I don't know if I had me a little bust down.
Got a donk.
With a fat ass. A donk?
A donk.
A donk
is... You were just talking about Aeropostale. I want to take you back.
Okay, cool, cool, okay. Cool. Yeah, yeah. I'll come in there looking like Nicki. You feel me? Lil Bang. Lil Pink Strip.
Bitch, you said Nicki Minaj?
You know we should do one episode.
No. Don't skip over that.
Yes.
You're going to be... You, Brittany.
Onika.
You're going to be looking like Onika.
Correct. You know we should do one episode?
What?
We should dress like films.
All right. That's y'all want to see that?
Yes.
If y'all want... All right. We got to put a number...
We
got to put a number on the caption.
Okay, period. All
right. How... If we get... How many numbers?
If we get 30,000 subscribers on YouTube, 50,000 followers on Instagram. No, wait. If we just get 50,000 followers... Let me see. Hold on, because 50,000 might be tomorrow because y'all play too much. And don't be trying to go make no fake pages just so y'all can see this. Let me see.
50,000. I think we're at like
40 something.
We need 900.
Ooh, we almost there. We at 48.1K.
Okay.
When we get to 50,000 followers on Instagram,
then we will do an episode dressed as films.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why?
And we'll let y'all see the process too of us becoming films.
Okay. Follow us at The No Homo Show on Instagram. This is crazy.
Share this post, y'all.
Y'all want to see us dressed as femmes?
Ooh. Who gonna be the baddest?
Because we're going to see Onika, okay?
Who gonna be the baddest bitch? I ain't never just supposed to film since I've been gay.
But you know what? Like, girls. You said what?
I don't think I ever dressed as a film. Like, a film, like, I just think of dress. I don't know why I always think of dress.
We gotta wear a dress?
Yeah.
Bitch, where's my high school prom dress?
We gotta get our hair done, our makeup done, lashes. I know you. Are you excited about the lashes?
I hate her.
Are you going to bring the lashes back this year for your birthday?
No, the lashes retired at my wedding. Saying that. Only if we did this. Yeah, bitch, I'm not going to walk. Hey, you ever see a girl?
What?
You could just tell she ain't put her lashes on today. It'd be like, bitch, why you come outside without your lashes on?
Looking like a naked mole rat.
Yes. That's fucked up, right? Because I don't put lashes on. Do I look like that? I don't know. I think it's just you just...
No.
Like, we just get used... Or you know what it is? This
Some
is what it is.
Some lashes be gone.
Yeah. Y'all lashes are so gone that now...
So gone.
And then you thought you was going to finesse it with them glasses. Bitch. All right, I went in. Why am I going in on people today?
I don't know. She need a drink, y'all. She needs a little reposado with her blood.
Damn. All
right, that's a nice bet. I like that. So 2025, get ready for that, y'all. All right, last part. Let's talk about some celebs who came out the closet, and let's discuss if we ever felt like, oh, bitch, we already knew you was gay.
Yeah.
All right, first up, your cousin, Ricky Martin. Did you feel like he was...
Hold on, how you just going to sneak that in there? How you going to sneak that in there?
Do you know Ricky Martin, remember?
Yes, bitch.
All right, so when he came out, did you feel like, damn, that's a shocker, like, oh.
Well, first of all, I was a kid when, like, he was trending, like, his song. But Spanish men, dude,
they
dance
flamboyant.
Like that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
That don't mean they flamboyant because they could dance.
Oh, no. I'm just saying a lot of Spanish guys be flamboyant to me.
Spanish dudes, like the Puerto Ricans and stuff,
types.
They definitely be getting their eyebrows done. They hood
yes,
as fuck.
Metrosexuals.
They, yeah, they get clean. They look clean.
They
but,
sure do.
Like, why you got that arch in your brow? But I would say maybe now as an adult,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. But I didn't think he was gay when I was younger.
I definitely did not think Ricky Martin was gay. Shout out to Ricky Martin, okay?
No, that's...
Ain't that Selena?
Yeah, sorry.
She is really a disgrace to, like, people who speak
Spanish,
Puerto
Ricans. No, what was Ricky
Martin's...
What was his... I know
she bang? She bang?
Yeah.
And I'm black.
Oh, so now music is a black and white thing?
No, it's Spanish speaking. And
get you some water, bitch.
Right, I got this cough, girl. All right, next up. My handwriting. Kristen Stewart, do you know what it is? She's the main character of Twilight. Have you seen Twilight? I told y'all XL.
Kristen.
Stewart. Kristen.
Kristen.
K-R-I-S-T-E-N Stewart. She gave me lesbian vibes. Sorry. At my ass. It's something about a girl that wears a flannel. It's like, You're gay. Too many flannels.
I definitely used to have flannels. Look.
Gay.
All right.
All right, next up. Raven Simone Gay. She said her real name is Simone Gay.
Oh, I thought you said Simone Gay.
Oh, that too. Were you surprised about Raven? I was a little shocked.
Yeah, it wasn't given like, first of all right, I know Raven Simone. I never was into like the shows and stuff. That's
you're so grown and mature.
I don't know why. I just wasn't in school. I wasn't into those like Nickelodeon, like little fake joints. But anyway, yeah, I wouldn't have guessed it.
I would have never guessed she was gay. That took me for
And now I can't unsee gay.
Now I can't unsee it.
And shout out to her podcast. Hopefully we can get on there sometime.
Yes, and we can have them come here too as well. Yeah. I'm
going for everything big. What?
Yeah. All right, next up, Neil Patrick Harris. She don't know no white people. She only know the Spanish person and the black woman. I know that's right, Excel. You all right with me. I'm playing, y'all.
He
like
gay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know he was gay.
Now that one... I was shocked, because he...
Oh, you were shocked?
Yeah, just because, like, some of his movies, it just... I don't know, but then again, it's like, it is a movie, but, like, I just never seen that coming.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you don't look at people like, gay or straight.
Right.
Gay or straight. Yeah.
Some people got that twang, they got that mannerisms. Mm-hmm. I did not expect them to be gay. Billie Eilish.
Oh. She's gay. Yeah. Shout out to Billie, because... Billie. Call her Billie, all right? Shout out to Billie. What period. Billy.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm not gonna lie though. When I got introduced to her, I already knew she was gay. So I can't say prior to it if I felt like she was gay or not. But it's always interesting to me.
I mean, even how she dresses now and stuff.
True, it's like a stud.
Yeah, I don't know how she was before, but she does seem like a little part of the culture a little bit.
Yeah,
like she's down with the shits. Like she seemed like she's real cool.
And she can sing her ass off.
And she's like. Hella popping, like she's like
next level megastar,
but looks so chill. I love that about her. Yeah,
shout out to Billy. Yeah. I want
you
up here too.
I knew her, look.
Two more, Clive Davis. He's bisexual.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't have known. But didn't he work with Diddy?
He did work with Diddy. I could only imagine the freaky shit that was going on over there, bitch.
I don't want to imagine.
Oh my goodness, all them drugs and booty holes, baby oil. They said Diddy was like, give me the mushroom capsules. Whoa, Diddy! When you look at Diddy now, like all the energy he had, you like, bro, that nigga was coked up.
Yeah.
I know him and Clive was doing some two-mans.
Two-mans is crazy.
I know for a fact. Clive, I did not expect to be gay because you just don't expect old white men. Like, you just don't even lead with that. Like, you're not thinking about their sexuality. So I was...
That's the thing. That's why I'm like... If you're not giving, it's sad to say, but if you're not giving flamboyant, we're not thinking you're gay.
You're not on nobody's gay, though.
But a lot, that's just like a half of them might not even be flamboyant at all.
That's correct. Because in Atlanta, you would think somebody
is 50
so
Cent.
Straight. Right, no, for real.
All time, he'd be like,
yes.
What's up, sis?
And he'll be a bottom.
Girl, I seen so many men out here that if they don't open their mouth, I think there's a security guard.
Yes.
And then they like, talk, girl.
They
don't even talk. There's some that, you know, look gangster and sound gangster. Right. But there's some that like, they just happen to be thick ass, 6'5" men.
No, for real. Big ass football players. That's so
true. Got the nerve to be wearing tight pants. You is too fucking tall.
Too damn tall. Too damn big. About to bust out them goddamn pants, all right? All right, last one. Queen Latifah.
Come on. UNITY.
Okay, who you calling a bitch?
Hell yeah, she been gangster.
Okay.
Hey, can't no straight bitch do that or set
it off? I just can't believe she's waited so, but like, the thing is, she still never has said...
But she's androgynous, though.
Yeah.
I feel like she's not... She literally might not want to be like... She do give stud vibes, but then it do throw us off because she'll look very pretty and a woman. But I respect that. And she keeps it very cute, very Hollywood,
very much in my bag. She's giving lesbian vibes for sure. Like, black lesbian vibes.
Couldn't nobody.
I wasn't shocked, but, like, she still hasn't said, hey, I'm gay, right? Like,
she's married, though.
But like, what? How do we know that?
I think she appears on with her wife.
Like, I think it's everywhere, but she's never said it like, this is my wife.
Because who are we're we married. To her? Yeah. She got millions. She got a mansion. Me and my wife is good. Like, we're like bumping passes. Coochies in our mansion.
Okay, period.
What do you got to do with this? This got nothing to do with you. But then I think she also just came up in a time where, like, think about it. Back in the day, mm-hmm. like, rappers and artists couldn't even say they was married. Couldn't even say they had a girlfriend or boyfriend.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot easier. There wasn't social media and shit. So I think she, those artists, you know, they're usually more low-key in general. And they... She's such a superstar. She don't gotta like entertain us. That's we so want to know what's the tea.
Yeah, we do want to know, but I think it's given. That's gotta be her wife, right?
She's like,
that's my nanny.
That
would be fucked up. Like,
now you fronting on your wife. That's great. not after set it off. Not after Cleo.
Not after Cleo.
Couldn't no straight woman do that. You think her girlfriend in there was actually gay? She had to be. She ain't say a word.
So she ain't say not shit.
She ain't have to. See, that's
let's
the whole
look up
thing.
That lady and see where she at today.
Okay.
That'll be funny as
what's
hell.
What's her name?
I don't even know what her name was
that's,
on there.
That's a whole...
We're going to look it up later. Okay, cool beans. One against the goddess. One celebrity that you think is in the closet that hasn't came out. For me, Jess Hilarious. I think Jess Hilarious is gay as
fuck.
But
she said she dated women before.
Yeah, I think she want to come back over here. The gay side. Recently they were talking about studs. And she said she will only date like a stud. She don't want like a girly girl. But like I would think she would be like the dominant one.
But she also talked about how she had a big crush on Brittany Griner, but now her boyfriend looks just like Brittany Griner.
Yeah, I see.
So she got best of both worlds.
True. She basically got
you know
a stud.
What I'm saying? So shout out to you, Jess.
I think she in the closet.
A celebrity. Yeah, I think let me think about this. Y'all can't think. Name it in the caption. I barely know anybody's name. Right? I barely know celebrities' names.
Yeah, put it in the caption. A celebrity who y'all think is gay but hasn't come out the closet.
Because they're there. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised? Trey Songz. And people that get caught up in so much sex shit, that means that they weren't satisfied. And they got to just keep doing other shit. We all know Trey Songz a freak.
Yeah, I would not be shocked about Trey.
And no disrespect, I'm gay, Trey.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked at that one. That's a good one.
Okay.
Damn. Well, Trey, we
got
here
them
for
wheels
you.
Turning on.
We're here for you. Yeah. If you want to come on through the No Homo show, we can talk about some shit. Okay.
We should support.
So today's episode, we're going to be talking about dating someone who's
in
the closet.
This ain't a forever thing.
Okay. We can't stay in this closet. We gotta start tiptoeing.
We start losing air, okay?
Yeah, we gotta get about this.
I can't breathe.
Okay, for
I'm
real.
Suffocating.
Okay.
Okay, I need some sunlight. I need some rainbow.
Okay,
hello?
I need some rainbow.
Hello. I mean, like I said earlier, like I understand like how serious it is, you know, especially with families that don't accept it. But ultimately your happiness is what should matter the most to you.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? And I do think, like, you need to make sure that this is what you want to do because with some families, you are going to deal with some things.
Mm-hmm.
But your happiness should come first.
That's correct.
And if you have a girlfriend that's in the closet, have patience with her, but understand that, too, it's not all about letting the world know. You know what I mean? Like, if she's holding you down, she's there for you, like, kind of, you know.
Out her. I'm playing. Don't out her.
Shady.
Don't out her. Don't do that. Please don't do that. I do agree with you though.
Yeah.
And just, you know, y'all, it's just been crazy out here to not live your true self and be happy and just be free. So I definitely say, yeah, sooner than later.
And
come out that closet.
We got some viewers in places that you can't even really be out.
That's so true.
You know what I mean? Like parts of Africa and stuff like that. So
be careful.
Trump is cracking down on the immigrants, so I ain't gonna say just come over here, right? But you are who you are, and it's okay. And fuck the governments and all that think that they can, you know, say who we're dating, or who we want to be with, or who we want to love. You know, we all gotta be there for each other and speak up and represent for us all over the world.
Yeah.
Come on.
I ain't gonna say that. I don't want y'all to out nobody. I just want to
not you take back your words.
Yeah, don't out nobody. That's like, That's not a good thing to do. But I think if you are in the closet and date somebody, if you're the person that's in the closet, please tell them. Okay? If you're the person that's not in the closet and you date somebody that's in the closet, if you sign up for that, be willing to go through the process.
That part.
Don't get them an ultimatum. Tell them, hey, on April 1st, on April Fool's, bitch, you better April tell them.
April Fool's is crazy.
Be crazy to come out the closet. They'd be like, girl, you fucking playing. Hey, then you could be like, hey, I did tell y'all on April Fool's that I was gay. Hey, everybody should come out on April Fool's Day.
That's not genius.
Yes. No. And then they're going to be like, oh, I thought you were playing. I'm like, why would I play about that? I told you on April Fool's I was gay.
I know when I first came out, like, I would try to, like, hint. I wouldn't just be like, yeah, I'm gay. I'd be like.
No. Football.
I hate you.
Beer.
No, it was kind of like, she cute.
Jockstrap.
Jockstrap, bro.
I want to go see NASCAR.
All right, y'all. Well, this episode is obviously done. It's fucking... All right, y'all. It's the No Homo Show.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
I like. Boss Britt. We certified. And DJ XL.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.